Okay. So b'siyata d'shmaya. So I think the schedule today is Wednesday. Next week Monday. Already the next Wednesday is Erev Rosh Hashanah. So I'm not gonna have shir in Erev Rosh Hashanah. And then as Hashem, but the week of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So then we have Monday and Wednesday. Okay. And then we won't have shir till after Sukkot. Okay, but as Hashem, siyata d'shmaya, this should be the schedule till after Sukkot. Okay, so a couple of things. So we got some of the major yisodas down of, you know, chai b'trei bato. You know, the Rashi, the Rashba, the Rosh, Tosas Rid, the Tosas of Chulin, all the Rashi and Avodah Zarah, all these things that you gotta, you know, basic fundamental ideas that, see, it makes a big difference. You saw all the sources, and then you see how everything is in one sif in Shulchan Aruch. But you appreciate it much better. You see the whole picture first from all the sugyas and the Rishonim and this. And then you see how the Mechaber put it together. And between the Mechaber and the Ramah, it's like 2-3 lines in the Shulchan Aruch. But you only appreciate it if you see all the background from before. If you just see it in the Shulchan Aruch, it's just very, you know, you don't see the whole geschmack of where it all comes from. Okay. So we have here a supplement to packet one. This supplement was produced because Rabbi Tuchman was telling me that he was questioning the example that I gave. In other words, we said that chad b'trei bato, so it's not a physical taruvus. It's I have three pieces of meat, and I know one of them is treif and two of them are kosher. Does it really matter where they are? No, because they're not. It's not a physical mixture. It's a mixture in your mind. So you could have one piece in Mexico and one piece in Wyoming and one piece in Florida. And as long as that's where my suffix is, I know I have these three pieces. I'm not sure which one. If I know for sure the one in Florida is for sure kosher, that's not in the taruvus, because the taruvus is all in the mind. So he was questioning, is that really the case, that you don't need any proximity to this thing? So then he just found a discussion in Michas Ashel, Chalkas Yolov. So we're going to go through that discussion now, and plus one other discussion, etc. So there is a Mishnah in Trumos. Again, the first page of Supplement Packet 1, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Beis. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that truma is batel chad b'meya. So if you have one apple of truma and 100 apples of chulin, and one apple of truma fell in the 100 apples of chulin, so then I could, it's all batel. It's all batel. And then we said, you have to be meirim one, al tzgezel ha-shevet. Right? Because the shevet of a kahuna shouldn't lose out. That's by mimbamino. So the Mishnah says that there's shtei kubos, u shtei megoros, shenof lo sa truma l'toch achat mehem, ein yadu leidem em nofla. So say, for example, I have two barrels. One has 50 apples and the other one has 50 apples. So instead of the original example I gave you with one barrel with 100 apples and then one truma apple falls in, I have two barrels with 50 each and a truma apple falls into one of the barrels. But the thing is, I don't know which one it fell into. Right? In other words, so If I would know which one it fell into, so then the 51 would be us. The whole thing would have to, you have to treat like Truma. And the other one would be Heter Gomer. Right? Because you only have 50 in each barrel. So if I knew which one the apple fell into, so the one that it fell into, and assuming that the whole idea is that the Truma apple looks the same as all the other apples, so it's a, so it's not Nikar HaIsser, and it would be us. But here, I don't know which one it fell into. So then, technically, the Taruvis is the two barrels together, because the two barrels are all part of the Suffolk, and there's one apple that fell in. So L'chora, that would be a case of that there's no, the two barrels are still disjoint, but they're still part of the, because I don't know which one it fell in. So you take your coupons. Shnei Megoros. That's two coupons or two other type of, type of receptacle. Shnaflo saw Truma l'toch achasem. Einlo yadu le'ezem nafla. Malo zozo. So the din is that that it's mitzarif to mevatel, because it's part of the suffix. So comes Rabbi Shimon on the next page. Rabbi Shimon Omer afilu heim b'shtei ayoros malo zozo. That even if the two barrels are in two different cities, but still they're part of that same suffix. So, right, that's as we said before. What, as long as it's part of the suffix, it's mitzdarif. But the question is is that only the opinion of Rabbi Shimon? I mean, and does that imply that Tanakam is saying that only if they're in closer proximity? And then Rabbi Tuchman has what to say, that maybe Taka to Machlokas Tanaim, this whole discussion. So this is also quoted in the Tosefta, on page 3, says shtei kupos b'shtei megurush, shtei megurush b'shtei aliyos, shnei megurush b'aliyah achas harei elu yavu. So it's mashma only if they're what? If they're close by, like in the same attic or something like that. And if Shimon says no, they can even be b'shtei aros. So it seems that there is a shita that says that shtei ayoros would not mitzuref to the suffix. Now, to me, misvara should make a difference, because the suffix again is a suffix in the mind of whichever in my suffix, my mind of imagination or of doubt could extend me'ever l'yam. So what's this machlokas all about? So the Yerushalmi on page 4 says shtei kupos b'shtei aliyos b'shtei megurus b'aliyah achas aval shtei megurus b'shtei aliyos lo b'do. In other words, he says that, so what's the difference? He says ma ben kupos l'megurus, kupos darkan l'ispanos, megurus ein darkan l'ispanos. In other words, words, perhaps it's only by something that what? That the derech to put them together. So then, if it's the derech that the two kupos will eventually be put in one big thing, so then there's some type of tziruf. But the things that remain disjoint, not. And that's how the Rambam writes here on page 5. Shtei kupos shtei megur shenafla truma l'tloch achas v'hem v'nivla v'en yadu l'ezem nafla v'hi shtei megur s'bevayis echad arayim with starfas. So it has to be something that's the derech that'll come together. So then they would starve. But he paskins of you stay kupush b'shtei ayaros, ain't would starve us. Right? In other words, the Rambam paskins like the opinion that if they're in different ayaros, they're not would starve. So now. So that's against what I believe in. So how do I deal with that? So I'll tell you how I deal with that. Yeah. So first we'll see how the Chalkas Yoav says. He's going to say it, the razzle dazzle. The Rav Asher Weiss is going to say something, and then I'll say something. And with Ari Gervich, what do you say?
It's different than the case of three pieces of meat, because Shtei Kupos. So the problem is, one is Vada Vasser and one is Vada Mutter. You don't have a rope. So there, if we say that it's Mitzarev, so then we're good. So then we can say... So
it's 1 to 100. Right.
But if it's not, so then that's the problem. By the meat, you already have a rope. You're not... I mean, if it leads to you, you have three kupos and in different IROs, so maybe it will be different.
Let's say you need Echad B'Meir. Here is not a din that we're just looking for rov. We need 100 to 1.
Oh, okay. So it's not... Okay.
So we need 100 to 1. Okay. So...
You have to say that stamp harovis is different than trauma, than
okay, so we'll see. We'll see what we'll say.
So a person, let's say, with an apple salesman, and they had apples, for example, yeah. Let's say, two warehouses. So technically, each warehouse you count individually. At the same point, you also count your inventory together as a whole of what you need, the way you approach it. You approach it as individual and as a group. So would that
yeah.
Mean,
okay, right? We'll see. Yeah, you want one more last comment, and then let me.
And then we assure that we had two parodas available to each case that was after social. So we wouldn't normally say that creates masters. All of that in this case, because we say that's a mitzvah, so that we effectively turn them into one tarot.
Right.
So if there are two different IRS, there are two different tarot.
No, but over there is a question by Min Meshein Amino, that's a question of Nesina's Tam. So obviously, if I have one pot of soup and a piece of tray falls into one of the pots of soup, so we're not going to say we're going to start with two pots of soup, because l'maisa is nesinas tam, him one pot. Here it's the question of mimbimino. Oh, so the Chalkas Yoav is one of the classics for him. You know, it's good sefer to learn. Very geschmack. We'll quote it once or twice this year. So he says, "Amarti levayr b'din bidl yovish b'yovish, echad b'bayis ve'echad b'aliyah, mitstarfin levatel." So he says, "What's the din of tziruf?" So he has this discussion, and he says that. So he says that what? He discusses this halacha. And he quotes this din, this Mishnah Trumas. this Mishnah Trumas and the Rambam. And what's the psak? So the psak seems to be it has to be in one city. Right? In other words, we just saw the Rambam. So he thinks that if there were, but then he's bothered, you know, why? Where does that come from? He's going to say a big chiddush, you know, and then we'll see how other people will deal with this chiddush. So he says like this. He says, "What's the source of rove? We know acharei rabim lahatos." Right, so that's from the din of Bezdin. You follow Rove and Bezdin. Right? Now, you have to know one yisod about Bezdin and one yisod about Rove, which is quoted in the Poskim. But the concept of rove is only when you have people together in one location. In other words, there's no concept. You see, this is the big taina on who? Rav Yosef Karo. Rav Yosef Karo, he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. Well, at least the Beis Yosef. And, yeah. Right. The Rosh Shmuel has a discussion whether he actually wrote the Shulchan Aruch or he gave it out to Talmidim. Okay, but so who does he? So his three main rabbis: the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. Right, and then he decided who's the Rov. So the Taina against him was that there's no concept of Rov by following three shitas that didn't meet together. So if you have a Bezdin, three people that met together and deliberated, then, okay, they had their deliberation, and even though it's 2-1, at the end, we follow Rove, and the psak is coming from the whole Bezdin, like we said before. But if they're not Yoshim Ke'echad, there's no din of Rove. He says, Kol Zeh, you've looked on... That's in the Poskim already, in the older Poskim. Kol Zeh, you look on the top of 7, on the left side, the line that begins, Ala Psak. Kol Zeh, Him Yoshim B'yachad. Avolim Einam B'yachad. Av She'anu Poskim Ka'arov, Mikol Mokam Einam Miyad B'chuyovim Levat Al Daitam. So then it's not a Psak from the... It's not a Psak... In other words, the whole idea of Rov in a Bezdin is that now the psak is coming from all three dayanim, even though it was 2-1. Now, Rav Yosef Karo, okay, maybe that's not a real rov. It's not a real rov, because it wasn't like the people, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh were deliberating together. So that's how he wanted to, but it's not a real din rov. He says, and we know the Gemara says in Yevamos, in the whole sugi of Moses Godu, that Kol Shehem Be'ir Achas, in other words, all the Dayanim in one city, Shehem Be'ir Achas, Mechuyovim Kulam Lifsok B'Shova, Mitam Losis Kodu. That's the Abaye's opinion. Rava says that Shtei Batei Dinim Be'ir Achas is not Losis Kodu, because they're Shtei Batei Dinim. And the Rambam Paskins like Abaye, that know that Irachas, all the Batei Dinim have to be uniform. But if it's in two different Ayaros, so then there's no din that the miyut has to follow the rov, because so he wants to make a comparison between this halacha and Beis Din, that the whole source of rov is from Beis Din, and therefore Beis Din is when they're all together, and all the people in one city, according to Rambam, have to, in the end, have to paskin the same, once the rov is determined, they have to mevatel daitam. And the idea of the Isser in this hapech, the Osheter, is paralleled after that idea of bitul das. And bitul das is in, according to the Rambam, is in when they're together in one city, etc., and that's where this all comes from. But if they're in different cities, so just like by Beis Din, there's no din that one has to follow the other. There's no even din of Lo Sisko Do. Each Beis Din in the different city can paskin differently. So Mamela, the whole concept of Heter and Nishapich, Is in Nishapich, those Heter doesn't apply.
So why did the Shulchan Aruch have this Mahalach?
No, so the Shulchan Aruch maybe isn't the technical din of Rov. It's just this is the way he wanted, and that's why others disagreed with the Shulchan Aruch and said, there are other rabbis that you didn't take into account, and that's not a real Rov anyway. You know, the Shulchan Aruch was far from easily accepted by the Jewish community initially. That's now today where it's water under the bridge, as they say. You know, the Shulchan Aruch is accepted, to a certain degree. I mean, obviously, there are arguments in the details, but the basic structure was set up by the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, and then they can argue pratim within the Shulchan Aruch. But things that are not in the Shulchan Aruch, that's generally not accepted. So he wants to say, the Chalkas Yoav, that since the Rambam Paskin, that Shtei Ayoros, there's no tziruf between the barrel and the barrel, that my example that I always give, between one piece of meat in Florida, and one piece of meat in Wyoming, and one piece of meat in... So I have a suffix of three different. One is I know there's one treif and two kosher, and I know which are the three pieces of meat which are on my radar, but I don't know which is which. So now I can make three trips and eat all three, and hetin is happy. So the Chalkas Yoav says no. If you do that, you violated the nisr, maybe nisr deraisa even because. Because the whole idea of this Heftin Sapech is only within one city based on the Mishnah in Trumas. Let me say it out and then I'll hear what everyone has to say. So in the Sefer Michas Asher, which Rabbi Tuffin pointed out, Rabbi Asher Weiss, so he doesn't like the Chalkas Yoav's and basically he quotes it here on page 10, Bal Chalkas Yoav, second column, bottom paragraph. And he says, and basically his basic yisod is on the third column. As we only learn from Sanhedrin in a general, to go there and then have to look at all the Prate Dinim in the Sanhedrin based on the Irachas, based on the Sugi Nivamas and those is go to do, and this, he doesn't think that's what Chazal had in mind when they said we learn Bittul from Acharei Rabim Latos. It's just in a general idea. So he doesn't like that dimyon. But then he writes, Omnam be'emes mubur be'mishnah, but you have a Mishnah. So he says, that the end of the din is, you have the Mishnah. Omnam be'emes mubur be'mishnah, Shtei Megurish and Nafel Truma Lachasem Rishu Afim Shtei Ayoros Badas Tarkama Afim Shtei Batim and Mitzarfim. kach pasuk haramim. L'chor tzarech lomu l'chol din ze midrabanim hu v'tzarechim. So he says, so probably it's a din drabanim. Because it's hard to say that, in other words, the way the Chalfas Yom makes it sound, it's a real din d'oraisa, because and I thought that, but then according to him, maybe it's a din d'rabanan, that it would be also midrabanan to eat, if you had the example I gave you of the three pieces of meat. Again, assuming that it's just
a slider bun,
and not a ketika royal skabit, whatever that means. But I think that it's probably a chumer midrabanan, but only when in this truma case. The truma has a special din drabanan that midrais echad chad the trei bar told me let me know, and then you need midrabanan echad the meya. So l'gabi this din of the tziruf of the two things, they said that only. It's not even a din. It's only Lagabi this din which you need meya. So you have 50-50. It doesn't look like you have meya. So therefore, so we're only going to say you have meya if the 250s will ultimately come together. I don't think it's even a din drabanan by chad betray by the veil, by three pieces of meat. I think it's only a din d'rabbanan, l'gabi this din, that you need echa b'meya, so it's 50, when they made the din, 50-50, they wanted to be 100. It has to be 100, and not just 50 and 50. So if the 50s and 250s are ultimately going to come together, so then that's how they made the din, not to mizalzel in the din of Truma. So I'm far from the Chelkas Yoav, in other words, who wants to say it's a din d'oraisa even by echad d'trei, by three pieces of meat, that if taka, I eat the three pieces of meat in the three different, if they're in one city, so fine. But if they're not in one city, then they're not, there's no tzirim. Rav Asher Weiss says maybe it's a din d'rabbanan. He's not clear, what his getter of his din d'rabbanan is, but I think it's only a din d'rabbanan, and only by the truma case that requires to have all 100 together. So that's how they set up that din d'rabbanan. But I think it's het gomer hein midraisa hein midrabbanan, assuming that it's not a chitichru l'skaved by three pieces of meat even in three cities. But so the reason I did this is Rabbi Tachman was ma'orer me. Because it was on his mind, and then he finally found this and this Chalkas Yoav and this, so he got me very involved. And since he got me very involved, so I made a packet. But I still think at the end of the day, after I close a call, like my original, I still maintain my original thing. Okay, now I said what I wanted to say. And now I'll give the floor to other Talmudic scholars here, like Rabbi Schiff.
Maybe it's true that another thing that it is not direct, the hope of the extension is not something that we find in Sadaf.
You see, you got to realize the Chalkas Yoav is the prime person of the Polish Derech Halima of being mashve different areas of halacha together, like the Avnei Nezer and this approach. Because you'll take a din, we'll see later, he's going to take a din in Hilchas Ribbis, and he's going to fit it into Hilchas Tithia. And like Rabbi David Horowitz pointed out, the whole concept of the Brisker approach is to say that the whole concept of Tzvedinim is that no, that you can't compare these areas of halacha. They have different rules and different this. But the old approach was to learn certain principles, even though the Polish also understood that, but certain principles that they would glean, and through the vast ideas in Shas, they were able to do this. And that's, the excitement of learning Avnei Nezer, and Chalkas Yoav, and all these, but it's Kedai, you should know He's
Well, especially in light of that thing, it's interesting that he's already the third person that we've seen who makes this comparison in terms of halakhic application to the makor of Sanhedrin. Already the Graf and the Shariyosher also made that.
Right, right. They all made the comparison, correct.
And they learned to begin in from
right, so the question is how far
right.
How far do you go?
Right.
The Gemara has says, you're right. The Gemara has. But the question is, does it mean to therefore every din, the general klal of robe, but the halachas that have to be together, or there's a din of shtei ayaros by Moses go to do this, that's taking it maybe a little too far. But it's exciting to see.
Is the thought that they also use it differently than the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi says, because practically, since it will come together, so we view it together even now.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought that says, no, it's a din in here after. It's not just a pragmatic thing of, well, what's the Matthias if these two things coming together, it's not coming together, and makes it like a bin from base. Is that a different reason than you were showing me? For the same halacha.
So he's explaining what's the.
So, but that makes it. Yerushalmi makes it sound like the things that were. If it's kol haroi, you know, something which is also to come together, we use together as it is now.
Right.
They're also Hispanos.
Yeah.
And if it wouldn't, because it's vade nas, then not.
Right.
Not like a din and ear.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to convince me that the Chalkos Yoav is a little bit much here, even though it's enjoyable to see them.
This robe by Sanhedrin, is that the same argument against by the Shusid? Is that the same argument made by the Rabbanim Yerushalayim against the Smilin Svas as well? No, I'm saying that's same argument.
Yeah, that's part of it. Right.
That break.
That's part of it. Right.
The Tanakama, as opposed to Rav Shimon,
the
Tanakama
holds it's
only
the Rabbanim. Yeah, because the whole din of Meya by Truma is
right,
only in the Rabbanim.
Right.
So,
but did they say that forget about the Truma, if you have a Tarobis in three different cities? Would everyone hold the Kula Alma that did not rise, so you have the din of Bidl?
If what?
If you have three hamburgers in three different cities.
Three hamburgers in three different cities, yeah.
Did not rise, so everyone would hold that they're bottle or that?
No, the Chalkos Yoav says it's not bottle.
Midaraisa,
yeah. Because he's saying that it has to, this is a Dindaraisa. Okay. Okay, one more comment, and then I'm going to do the second thing I want to talk about today. Yeah, go on. No. The toss is not bottle. Okay. The next part that I want to talk about today, and that's going to be the end of this discussion of the... this part. Then we're going to go, Bez Hashem, on Monday to Yediyas HaTarovis, which is another fundamental issue, and then Nikar Isser, which is another fundamental Isser in Bittul. That's why you understand why we start with Tarovis and why we start with Kuftes. Because that's the core. The core is Bittul. That's what we're talking about. Tarovis is all about Bittul and Tarovis. So you got to understand what a Tarovis is. So this is according to Chalkos Yoav, is a fundamental din that you can't have a taruvis unless it's in some close location. Even if avadah, if it's lach balach, avadah, then that's what lach balach is. And remind me, I have to make a supplement in honor of Yom Kippur. You'll see an unbelievable thing about about the connection between Yom Kippur and Taruvus Lach Balach. You'll see. Well, that's simple, subpar, so but that's something more. Okay, the next part I want to talk about is this discussion of milk, of the question of treifus and milk. So, the question is like this. When I drink milk, so what do? I milk my cow. Actually, I just go to the here, but in theory, I milk my cow, and I have milk. Very good. Kol Yisrael, Gvaldik. Now, my cow could be treif, but I can't check it. I'm not going to, it's doing well. It seems to be fine. So, now maybe there's a treif inside that I don't know about, but rove animals are not treif. So I follow the rove. And that's a Ruba de Lesa Kamon, that they're off, and therefore it's okay. So Rabbi Shechter had this idea, which Rabbi Michael Zilberman writes up, so you can see the writing up of it, and then we'll discuss why it's not the generally accepted view, that maybe there's a problem with drinking milk. Well, what's the problem? Because we drink milk today, we don't have just one cow that we keep in our backyard and we milk him for what he can. But you have a company. Now, where is the milk coming from this company? Probably 100 cows have been milked for, this particular company. So when I have my vat of milk, so I have a mixture of maybe hundreds of cows in my farm or my company. So, there is a discussion. So what's the problem? So the simple shot, like Rav Asher Weiss points out, that every cow that I milk, there was definitely, everyone agrees that rove of the cows are not treif. So every cow, once I take my cow to milk, I milk it, and I have a right to assume that cow is coming from the rove, because the concept of kol de parish, meruba parish. And then I take a second cow, I also have a right to assume it's rove. And I take a third cow, and I take a fourth cow, and a 500 cow. It's all coming from the rove. So I have a right al pidin, that's how Rav Asher Weiss explains that, I think he's right, to assume that all my cows, even though this pool now of milk from 500 cows could have treif milk in it, but I have a right to assume that it's all kosher, because each cow I took from the rove and called it parish, meruba parish. So as Rav Asher Weiss pointed out, that seems to be the pashut shot. So Rav Shechter has the following idea, is like this, that let's assume, again, these statistics have to be verified, and that 20% of the cows in the place in America or whatever are really treif. So then, do I have to assume that, since I'm not just working with one cow, I'm working with this conglomeration of a multitude of cows, that in the end of the day, in my vat, I only have 80% kosher milk and 20% treif, because my vat is a microcosm of all the milk. I'm not taking every cow in my, you know, the other guy in his factory, he'll take another 500 cows. Oh. So Rav Shachter's claim is, if you assume that the percentage is, I don't know, a chleis, 20% or whatever it is of treif, so that means that in my vat of milk, I only have 80% kosher, 20% not. And that means that what? I don't have, so min b'mino, midorais is batel barov, midrabanan you need shishim. So I don't have shishim. Because shishim, as Rabbi David Block pointed out, is if you have 1.67% treif, so then you'll have shishim kenegdo. But here, I have 20% treif. So shishim, so maybe, therefore, it should be an issur d'rabbanan to take from that vat, because every milk carton that I have comes from the conglomeration. And therefore, I have rov I have, but I need shishim, need the rabbanon, you need shishim. So he says, so that's what he writes here, afilu, Rabbi Zilman on page 8, afilu min aniach sherov ha-paras ha-cholvus k'sher sein, k'yer ha-gon r'si-shechta shlita, shesh lodom ha-bay ha-cheres ha-chiemes v'ofen ha-chalivu b'zmanenu, al-lefnei k'meya ha-chamishim shona, rov ha-cholav ha-miskari v'amerika yiyev mimashkim k'tanim, in mispar katan shal paro shenichalvu b'yad shemochu hachalav leizor hasomach in fatu chabura tzino. So they have this conglomeration, and he says on page 9, he says Hagor Rosh Yishevda he nich yevchal l'talem mehastatistika. The mikhtav, mikomokum lachashim arvim yachak kol hachalav mikol haporos hamabor harat dovish ein shama shishim b'chalav hamutei negel hachalav osur yishlan ruben leisa kamon shebein kam alfin poros yubavad dekol kach treifas kfi ochlos hanal whatever percentage it is and you won't have shishim. So therefore that's, see, if I only deal with one cow, I have one cow in my backyard, so he's my man. So then, call the parish Maruba parish. So then but once you're putting it together, that's his title. So this was discussed in the COVID space R&B Israel. You can look, there are a lot of articles. But I think what Rav Asher Weiss says is very mistaken. I agree with him on this point on page 25. Well, let me just say my point, and then I will let anyone else say their points. So he quotes here. On page 25, Masha Shalom Daiti Bidover Masha Oru Lachrono Bein Kashus Acholov. So he says over the Shaila, and he says Lani Daiti Kolam Huma Hazol B'Tos Yisoda. He thinks the whole thing is not so. Yisoda Tos Masha Chlifu Bein Din Torah Dachrei Rebbe Hatos LeMadoei HaStatistika. He thinks that the concept Dachrei Rebbe Hatos and mathematical statistics is two different things. He says, in other words, Rabbi Noman Nochon Adomer, she histaber statistically, Yev Shalomar al Eder Behema Shekulam Ksheirus. Right? It's not El Yeshal Anich Sha Ochel Zumbiyo, Dachlo Yeh Asher Yiyah, Kachel Zumbiyo, Kambe Eder Zeh. Right, histaber that if I have 500 cows, and the statistics of the whole American scene or whatever is a certain percentage, so my microcosm has that same percentage. But he says, okay, good. But the Torah, it says, Achlokein din Torah does lina basa rov. But the Torah says we follow rov, so therefore, so we don't care, because each one we milk separately. Each one we milk separately, and we have a right to assume, therefore, it's coming from called the parish meruba parish. Klape Shemaya, is there probably, there could be 80% to 20%, but halacha says that you don't look at it that way. You look at it that I have 100% kosher milk, because each one came from the rove. He says, Hagobatzmacha, Teisha Chanuyas, Mokras Bosach Chuta, Vachas Nevema. Right? So you have the 10 butcher cases, the 10 kosher stores, and the one tray. Right? And say, I find 10 pieces of meat in the street. Instead of one piece of meat in the street, 10 pieces of meat in the street. He also levash lo biyachad. In other words, but therefore, so say I would take the 10 pieces and cook them together in one pot. So you think it would be also sorry for Rabbi Tuchman said Rabbi Shachter could say in a chanami. But he thinks it's not mistaber that once, I mean, it's not really a proof, it's just a restate, like Rabbi Tuchman said, it's just a restatement of the same idea. That each one of the 10, you don't say, well, the 10, now we have to be done that when I have the 10, it's really, you know, 9 and 1. No, you don't view it as 9 and 1. You view it that if I have 10 in the street, I have 10 kosher pieces of meat, not 9 and 1. Now, what's the truth? Klape Shemaya is irrelevant, because that's not what Rove tells us, that we don't worry about what the truth Klape Shemaya is, because the Torah is giving us a way of living life. And this is way, or else, if not, I would never be able to milk one cow, because you know, because we're never gonna, we don't check all treifas. You know, there are a lot of treifas that exist. Even when you eat meat for dinner tonight, so well, chicken, they check for the most common treifas that could be. And that's it. They don't go and check every single trade, because if they would, then maybe, you know, it would take, you know, months to get one, you know, oh, this animal is kosher from Hadron. Okay, so now you can get a sliver, and you can get a, you know, it won't work that way. So we follow road, and you know, and we check for the meat hamotzoi. You know, in other words, even though we follow Rov, there's still a chi of midrabanon to, if we choshish that there's a miyat, so we have to check to make sure we're not violating the miyat. That's a discussion also of Rabbi Weinfeld, Satzal, has the famous tshuva about checking for shatness, that what's the chi of really? Is it a real chi to check for shatness? Or you can follow Rov? So if it is a miyat, that this type is a miyat that does have it, so then, but only a miyat hamotzoi. If it's very, if the status of this particular suits is a miyat she'ein hamotzoi, then maybe there's no chiyuv. So b'zman hazeh that it's so easy, so miyos tov, we get it checked. But sometimes a person will ask you, you know, right now they need the suit, you know. And they didn't get it checked. So in certain situations, like when Weinfeld has that tshuva, it might be mutter to wear, even because halatzah there is, it's only a mere percent of that particular type of suit that would have. So maybe there is no chiyuv really to check. But even Maisa, I told you, we still check, etc. But the point being, this fundamental discussion in Hilchos Taruvus is, does the general statistics matter? So, Shabbat wouldn't matter, therefore you have to, whenever you're pooling various things together, you have to also take into account but Rav Osher Weiss points out, I think that's the minhag ha'olam, is that we're assuming that there's no such thing like that. There's no such thing. In other words, we have a din called the parish, Meruba parish. So therefore, every cow that was milked, you assume was coming from the robe. And therefore, I assume that in that vat of milk, all the milk is kosher. Even though it could be very well, I'll pee, the mitzias, that it's not. But that's not how the halacha works.
So where are we mechuyev to check you don't have to check the 25th or the 20% of the cows that are dragged.
No, so in other words, we
20% of the cows are dragged. So what's the answer then?
The answer is that
so you have to check each cow.
No, so the answer is that we follow the rove. In other words, for sure, the rove of the cows are kosher.
Right.
So, when I take a cow to milk, I can assume that it's coming from.
What is the mikriyah to check for a beer from Munzer?
In other words, you have a chiyuv to check when there's a mir, there's a mir hamotzer. But here you're taking from the whole group. So then you're not. So as Lina Basarov.
Yeah, I understand, but. Rabbi brought out the chiyuv min rabbanon to check even for the mir hamotzoi.
Right.
So the maaser.
So in other words, if you have a cow and you want to know is it kosher or not,
right,
you shecht it, and you look for the trefus that are commonly existing.
Right.
Well, so certain trefus aren't. So the ones that are mir hamotzoi, you look for that trefa to make sure it's not there. You want to eat the meat. Right?
And what's that have to just...
So, but Lamaisa, in other words, when we milk a cow, we don't
check for the trefas.
Right. We keep the cow alive.
We assume that the role of the cows are not trefas.
Right.
So what's my
chiyuv
to the chiyuv rabbanon to be
choshesh
for a
mir tamotzu? If you
shecht
it, then you.
Not if you milk it. Why is that difference?
I mean, because
you're never gonna be able to milk a cow.
For a different reason.
The practicality is difficult.
You're saying
like a what?
No, you're saying a different word. You're saying...
If you have to be cautious for a meal
once, if you can't be it, but that's only if you can... I guess you have to say it's only if you have the ability to check.
Like every talk was saying.
If you don't have the ability to check, then you say you follow wrong. Because the whole of checking for mir hamotzi is only in the rabbanon.
Yeah,
so probably only heichadavsha. I think that's what Rabbi Tuchman is saying.
Okay, I get that. That answers the question.
Wouldn't the din d'oraisa following the rove will still apply to, let's say you have an 80-20 split in your vat of milk?
the dinderets that follow the rub applies anyway, but the whole concept of not having a shishim,
right,
that's only the rabbanim. So
right,
the rabbanim should still apply to that. We're not saying
right, but we're saying that you don't even you don't have to assume that it's 80-20. Because you have a right to assume that every cow that you milked was called a parish meruba parish is kosher. So I don't say, oh, I don't have shishim because the statistics are 80-20. Yeah, but that's the thing. But maybe the 500 cows that I picked from the rove of the cows of Olam, and all, every single cow that I milked is called a parish meruba parish.
Then you're not saying that your dad is a microcosm of the world then.
My vat is right, because my vat is not the whole world. My vat is called the parish meruba parish.
So
all 500 cows are called the parish meruba parish.
Right.
Because there are 5 trillion cows. I don't know.
Like the 10 pieces of meat.
Right.
So the regular haruba is only when you vade know that there is a trefa.
Exactly. When you know. Right, that the vade is a trefa in there, so then you have to say you need. In other words, I poured trefa milk into the vat.
Okay,
I went ahead and got a pig milk and I poured it into the vat. That's when you need. So if I poured so much that it's more than 1.67%, so now I ruined it. But I have a right to assume that every single molecule of milk in my vat of the 500 cows is all 100% kosher. Wait, he didn't speak.
I have a question.
What's your name?
Adin.
Adin?
Raymond?
Yeah. From where?
Teenage person.
The Raymond's from Edison?
M-O-N to M-M-A-N.
Okay.
I was wondering if Rosh Hashanah is concerned of the milk, once the milk is cooled together, then it becomes a problem. It's more a medical issue, but milk has been combined probably in a vat since milk is being sold. But I don't think unless you really have a cow in your backyard, it would be milked straight from the udder into your cup. I assume in the 1800s when you were buying milk, that separate the fat.
Unless the statistics were different than what the trefas were.
Yeah.
This is all assuming what the statistics are. Like Rabbi Gabi Danieli showed me this Shabbos Rabbi Shemaiah Zilverberg. He has a tshuva from the Sholomeshiv that held that certain things that they do to a cow for medical reasons, certain punctures wouldn't necessarily make it trafe, even though it's a puncture, but it's done for a medical reason. You know, there's a whole, we're just working with this hanacha. I didn't do due diligence of to go out and speak to the experts on trafes to find out, you know, exactly every detail of what the metzias is. But Naniach, the worst case scenario is what he's quoting here, Rabbi Zilman, whatever percentage he's quoting, I don't know of it is. It's definitely it's working with his assumptions.
I wonder I haven't seen the Marmot, but what's the svar to say that straight from the cow it becomes heter because it's pulled apart into your parts, but then something that has status of heter, once it's combined with other things that have status of heter, the iser is
because then you're dealing with multiple cows. He says, right, as opposed to dealing with one cow. So one cow, what are you going to say?
Do we say that
if one cow called the parsh meruba parsh? But he's saying, but called the parsh meruba parsh is by one cow. But once you have a conglomerate, so that's a very big chiddush to say such a thing. It's a very big chiddush to say. So that's why I think like what Rav Asher Weiss says, that's clearly the minhag ha'olam. And I think that's the pashtus. Because that's what they then have called the parish meruba parishes. And in the end of the day, I have a right to say that all the milk in my vat.
What's the answer to this objection?
He thinks it the other way. Okay. But
there be a difference between the seller and the buyer? Meaning, once it's already mixed, then the buyer definitely argued for the parish because he had no involvement. Meaning, then you can go back to the community, but the seller, you shouldn't have a problem mixing it. The first thing, you might not have been allowed to mix it once it was already mixed.
No, why not? What are you making a kumra? We have a din. Call the parish meruba parish. So I can do that as long as I'm always getting min harov. That's not even name of avlan nisuchatim. We have to learn the halachas of name of avlan nisuchatim. Okay, last question, Rabbi Schiff, and then we're gonna officially say we finished packet one. And 1A, and all the ones are, and then we can go on to 2.
Why would you be able to apply that kara as a kula or a successor? To say that it's not the seller, you say, like, what her successor's kara was, but for the buyer, or you think that kula might be the
seller? It was the buyer, it still has, in your container of milk,
yeah.
You have 500 cows are in that container of milk. All the things are pooled together. Your little container of milk is a microcosm of that vat, and the vat is a microcosm of the whole, you know, milk in the wherever, you know. Yeah, okay.